So this is a very nice thing here on the Domikav Schus. The Domikav Schus says in the Parsha of Kedoshim, very, very, very Hushful thing. But Tzedek Tishpot Amisacha. It's a very Hushful thing with Domikav Schus. Very, very, very Hushful mitzvah as mitzvah say. Domikav Schus, very Hushful. Everything you see that is done in this chus. Very chashuv thing. Maybe you say, why is it called Tishpoy? Why is it a psat? It's here done. It says here, Danukav's chus. Why is it called Danukav's chus? You're machriya this chus, like it says in Ovis. Machriya. Why is it called done this chus? So, this is a gvaldiger. Rav Chaim Zaitchik, very chashuv, a person said over a Gemara that why it's called Damakaskus, because the Gemara in Chagiga says the Maisa Nura. Tesvav Amid Beis, the Gemara says that Rabbi Meir is a big time Rabbi Meir, all over Shas, Rabbi Meir, so Rabbi Meir learned from Acher. Meir was a Talmud of Acher, Elisha ben Abuya. So here's the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ashkeche Rabba Barshila le Elio. In Tesbo Avon Beit Chagiga, Rabba Barshila met Elio Anovi. Amale, Michael Av Kutcher Bechu, what's the Epshta doing? Amale, said Elio to Rabba Barshila, Kamash Maitza, Mipumayu, the Kulu Rabbanon, Pumudu Amir La Omar, Hashem's not saying Shmaitza from Rab Meir, from everyone else except Rab Meir, Amale Amai, Rabbi Estelio Amai, because Kamash Maitza, Mipumudu Acher, he learns Gemara from Acher, it's Mela, Hashem says not really to say Shmaitza from Rab Meir. So Amale, the Amura told Elio Novi, Amai. Rab Meir Rimon Motza Tocho Ochal Klipas Zorak. Meir only took the Rimon of Acher, not the Klipa. The Klipa he threw away, and he took the Rimon. Amale Elio said Hashta Komar Hashem Miad, because Rabbi Barshila was Meila Tiosher and Rab Meir, so Miad. So Miyad Hashem started saying Shmaitza Mipumah de Rab Meir Miyad. This chiddush is that a person is down the schus Balam Hazeh it's Mashpia and Shemayim. A person, if you're down the schus in this world, Mashpia and Hashem is down you also as it. So that's why his Rajik said over the Gemara. Says in Shabbos Gemara in Shabbos his lashon Gemara Shabbos Gemara in Shabbos says Tana Rabbanan Hadon Chaveru Lekafskus Donin Osoleskus. What does that mean? Those words Don Chaveru Lekafskus Donin Osoleskus. So there are two ways to learn that Gemara. Pashtus it means. If you're done with schus, Hashem has done you with schus. But al pi Gemara, we have a nupshat. That's what Rav Zaitchik said. Don chaveru l'kaf schus, mishamayim donin osol schus. The way you're done on olam hazeh, how Hashem has done on shemayim. Get this? A nupshat Gemara. Don rabbanan. Don chaveru l'kaf schus, donin osol schus. Two ways to learn. Pashto it means, if you're done with schus, Hashem has done you with schus. But the Pilei Gemara now we say, if you're done with schus, Hashem has done that person with schus. So Mela, we can change the din of Shemayim. We can change everyone's din. I've been done with schus, Hashem is done in Shemayim, how we're done, Bolam Hazeh. So if we're done, Bolam Hazeh with schus, Hashem has done with schus. Hear this?
Why would Hashem be done here the way we're done?
Because Hashem is done how we're done. Well, Hashem is done in Shemayim, how we're done, Bo'am Hazeh.
If we're done with Ra, then Hashem
knows we're done with Ra? I don't know. I don't know, but at least the Tov, at least the Tov. And if we're down the Tov, then Hashem is down the Tov. So it's very chashev. And they say that Shadrach Koheles, Koheles. Right, sof davar hakol nishma. Says that that means when sof davar and a person passed away, hakol nishma. Then the heaven waits to see what they'll say at the hespedim or everything at the nifter. Sof davar says it maybe in medrash. Sof davar hakol nishma. After everything is hakol, says hakol, but the Hashem is done. Have it done over here. Okay. So we have to be done here. The big avodah. We done everything l'schus. Always l'schus. Sure, your wife l'schus. Everyone around you l'schus. If you're done l'schus, then Hashem is done him l'schus. Very chashuv thing. Very chashuv thing. To be there's a whole mice here. Gemara. Okay, I'm done l'schus. Okay. We should be done. So we're holding out. We have to know how can we be matzliach in marriage? Yeah, we married. Hashem help us to marry. What's the way of being matzliach in marriage? What's the way of batzocha? How can we have marriage batzocha? That's it. How can we marry batzocha? Everything will go well. Everything, the whole life will go well. It needs a big set of Ishmael. The marriage should go well. Everything well. How can you make sure? How can we shtadl that everything of life should go well? And who are the in Torah? Same is so in Torah. There are three things: the marriage, Torah, and life. It's the same. Same is so of all of them. How can we have a good marriage? How can we have hatzlacha and Torah? And how can we have a good life? All the same is so. I brought the Gra. The Gra Mishlei. The Gra Mishlei says a very chashuv thing. Every Gra Mishlei is chashuv, but there are a few there that are very very. See, the Gra says in Mishlei. We say by Havdalah, we say is the Goyin says chat in the Havdalah in Perchafe pasuk Tetzvav. The Goyin says Hine Kel Yeshua see Eftach Beloy Efchot. We say everyone says that those words in Abdullah. So what does that mean? One says Adam and Magal. What does it mean? He ne kel Yeshua si eftach v'lo efchod. So he says the Gaon says a claimer. Kel is the midah of chesed. He ne kel Yeshua si. If we believe and we live that everything is kel, everything is chesed, all life is chesed. Hine kel Yeshua si. Hashem is helping us with chesed. Everything is chesed. Nothing is my schuyos. Everything is chesed. Mela eftach lo yefcha. I have bitachon and Hashem will help me. B'li pacha. The Gemara says the Kiddush. There's a Gemara. Shema, you're my chet. Maybe I'll do a chet. Then won't be right. The many Gemara, the Gemara Brachas, says maybe I'll do a chet. Because the Goyin, that's only this chiddush nerva. Goyin says it's the whole thing of a chet being gorim that I won't be matzir is only if I think I'm doing with my mitzvahs. But if I think I believe I live and everything is chesed, then chet won't be my fear. Hear this? No chet. He ne kel Yeshua si. If I think, if I believe, I live that Hagom is kel, it's all chesed, all my tanner, nothing is my schus. Mila eftach v'loy efchad. I betachon, I won't have pachad. Because the chet won't be my fear, because everything is chesed. Kol chesed, kol matana. Yaakov Avinu was afraid, Shema, Yigam Pachet. Yaakov Avinu said, I have schuyos, I have mitzvahs. Oh, you have mitzvahs? No, then we're afraid of chet. But if we believe everything is chesed, kol chesed, then chet won't be my fear. It says, this is the pshat. Adhena azarunu rachamecha nishmas. It's all rachami. It's all chesed. Mila and batuach of the train of Shem. Our train of Shem is not like a tefillah. It's a betochon. Hashem won't leave me. Hear this? Pillar. Hashem, if we hold it's all chesed, we hold it's all rachamim, and Hashem won't leave me. Doesn't mean I'll be chained to a tefillah. It means Hashem and batuach, like this Havdalah. He kill Yeshua, see. Eftach lo efchad kill Yeshua si kill it's chesed mila and betuach the Hashem only says onu betuchim that Hashem won't leave me because we're afraid of we're not going we do chatoyim averus. Why he do what the Goyim said? Right, fine. Good. Yes, so the Goyim says that. The Yaakov Avinu was killed Samech on his mitzvahs. Yeah, even though he says the katonti of the chasodim, so he's saying also. The Goyim says Yaakov also meant also mitzvah. Why didn't Yaakov do what the Goyim said? Right, sorry, for him. You have to learn the Goyim. It was a long going there in the chafei. But yes, good child.
Could be wasn't like a
tiny
Yaakov,
but
just now we know.
That's the title we know. Now we know, okay, maybe. Kiddush, yeah. Yaakov doesn't know the going.
Yaakov
didn't know the going on Mishnah,
so
he didn't know.
Yaakov
knows the whole Torah. Yaakov knows everything.
Is that
Kiddush and Havdalah
that this is how it works?
Could be. Maybe Yaakov, the going is after Yaakov, okay. You have to learn the going. Going 20 lines. Learn the going well. We'll see. Good shayla. What? The going is in Mishnah Chafei, Perik, Mishnah Chafei, Pasuk to the Pasuk, Tes Zayin. I wait for Abdullah. I'm waiting for Abdullah. I say, kill Yeshua. See, of the going there. I say, kill Yeshua. See, everything is killed. Mila, Eftach. Eftach below, we have the grain. The grain, that's it. Mila, everything is chesed. That's the whole life. Everything is chesed. Mila, so a wife is for sure chesed. Chesed otzim. Chesed ner. Hashem gave us a wife. Shetuchia admei b'Hashem, and it's chesed otzim. It's chesed, pure chesed. And if we have to know that. And think that and believe that and live that way. That everything is chesed. See, every Torah is chesed. We heard a new word, it's chesed. We heard a new Ramban, a new Rashba, something new, a new whatever we ran, it's all chesed. See, Rav Eliezer Baruch said over a very fascinating thing from the Holy Rebbe, Rav Nachum. Rav Nachum said, Adomi Nora. I said that now we're learning Ovis. So in Ovis it says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was told his marilis Ovis Talmidim. So Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus bore sud and nabatipa. He's not nabatipa. There's no shukha b'chlal. No shukha. Rabbi Nochem, no shukha b'chlal. No shukha. Everything, like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Nochem had the marilis Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, no shukha b'chlal. So how could that be? Nochem was Masbir. Bor Sud and Rabbi Tipa. Every Tipa is Choshev. You hear a new Rashi, a new Rashash, whatever you hear, new Tipa. It's so Choshev that it can't be that you're so Machshev as a new Sfara. You're a new Sfara. Everything new. So you heard something new. You can't forget it. It's so Choshev. Every Tipa is Choshev. This is it. So, see, not that his memory was fantastic. His memory was regular, no one knows, but the memory was Al Tipa, Every tiba is a matana. Every new sfera is matana. Every new kasha, everything new is matana. Matana, I can't forget it. There's this nisod of limud Torah. Nachum had this mela tuma no shuchah b'chal. Nothing. I do everything. Within my breast said, Rabbi Chanan, Mazel from childhood. Pella. So, but it's tipa. That's his. Baruch said from Nachum, as the word tipa. Mila, why is matana atzuma? Matana atzuma. And the more we feel the matana and the unbelievable chesed Hashem did to us, chesed Hashem did to us, chesed mirror. Mila, the more we have it, the more we live it, the more we'll be maracher and we'll cherish her and we'll be happy with her. There'll be a Gan Eden, pushing Gan Eden. Rav Chanan would say Gan Eden in this world is soon. Gan Eden, much Gan Eden. So how do we have the Gan Eden? So this is the way. The way is to be maracher and know it's chesed. Everything is chesed. Matana. No mitzvahs, no skios, nothing was involved here. Only chesed. If we have to believe it. That's them. Think it's them as it. It's chesed and matana. Mele. If you This is main point. Chavos Avavis says Shabbat Tochem something magical. We have to learn this all your life. Chavos Avavis says that if we did mitzvahs all our life, the lower shtickle, is a Rav Chaim Brim says shtickle over many times, could be elf times, at least many times. The Chavos Habava says, if we did mitzvahs all our life, everything we did, we learned, we daven, we did chesed, whatever we did all our life, we gathered together all our skuyos, we can't pay for one drink of water. Can't pay one drink of water that we earned, that we drank in this world, can't pay for a drink of water. That's what it says. That's the lower shtickle. He said, and people said, well, people don't understand that. I mean, mitzvahs, I'm trying my best, I'm trying, I'm learning, going, davening, everything. But he said, because the Rebbe's Sefer Neira says that. In Shabbat Tochon, towards the end, that if we did mitzvahs all our life, we can't pay for one chesed Hashem did to us. So that's back down to this, what we're saying now. So, life is a matana, tumma, can't pay forever, can't pay for b'chlaus, mele, it's chesed. The more we know that, the more we're going to live better. This is the yisod, and the shidduch Hashem gave us a shidduch. It's hashgacha al yonah. Everyone saw a shidduch hashgacha atzuma, something magom. Every shidduch is hashgacha atzuma. How it happened, how you met her, and who read the shidduch, something magom. We should write down our shidduch. Everyone should write down. If you don't have to write down, if you don't, maybe you should write down just to make a zikaron of it, how it happened. So it's a very ma'avdika thing. Every shidduch. Hashem was planning it for many years. Hashem planned, we see whoever happened to you. It's been planned for maybe 100 years. It could be 100 years planned, went into the plan. Hashem, it says Medrash, famous Medrash Rabbah, in the Vayetze, that every shidduch that Hashem, what Hashem doing from the Bria, one Goyish officer asked a Tana, said Hashem is making the zivugim. Hashem doesn't need a planning, but it's all planned. We see it's very plain. Everything's planned, very very plain. Something magomoid, how planned it is. Yeah, it is a very chashuva shtickle, and I bring it now from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. A very, very chashuva shtickle. Everything is chashuva in that state, but I think this is the highest. Maybe the highest, but this is maybe the highest. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says in the Sefer Drash Moshe, something. Moshe was very matzliach in life, very matzliach. Your tshuva saying, going at tshuva, something out of this world. His hatzlacha was like something out of this world, something. Elyon, his hatzlacha. So about it, he learned, he was masmid for sure, chazid. But he says a big yisod in this dirt, in the Drash Moshe. He says that a person, everyone, Hashem gave you a shidduch. He says a person has to believe that the shidduch came al pi baskol, the baskol of mem yom lifnei avlad. That the shidduch was the baskol of mem yom lifnei aleda. And it says this is chiddush. It says if you believe that, you believe that, and you live that way. So that's down the baskol happened once in your life, and that's it. Now it's history. It's not history. If you live up with the baskol, the amun of the baskol, it says you're living all your life. A mere version of pia baskol. You're living with the baskol. That's down it happened once, and then forget about it. No, it says you're living with the baskol all your life. A mere version. A mere living with the baskol brings a big hatzlacha. Because living pia baskol. That's down you're living. Living day by day, living up here. Basco said, "You married Ploni, so you're living with the Amuna Brura. The Basco is with you. So the Basco never left you. You're still the Basco after married many years. Harbishonim, because the Basco is MS alive. It's alive. That's damn history. Here's the finish. That's damn it happened. Then okay, forget about it. Not forget about it. You're living with the Basco all your life." The Ebazay, there'll be Hatzlacha. The Baskol, living with Baskol, is Hatzlacha Gadol, living with the Baskol. Baskol said, who you married, and you have married her. So, really, you're living with the Baskol all your life, and then there'll be Hatzlacha. Remember. So, he says there, I'm afraid to say it, so I'm not saying it. You're looking at it and see the end. But at least this part. He says, if you live with the Baskol, you have to make a Moshe Feinstein, live with the Baskol. Baskol. Also, he had a Hatzlacha Adira, something out of this world. I found no story of Borah, but Avonah Atzuma Moed. Rav Yoshe was very misproved by Moshe. Rav Yoshe was also a big God of Torah, biggest pilot from Rav Moshe, his pilot. Because Rav Moshe knew Torah well. So he said, let's tell you a story, Rav Moshe, what I was saying.
In Bayachi.
Moshe Ashton said a story, a very fascinating story. That I just tell you a story, I remember now, so I say that Moshe came to Eretz Yisrael once. He wasn't Eretz Yisrael, Bechlal, came once. Tufshin, Chof Dalin, for some reason, came. So he came once. There was a big Asifa, Rabbanim. So a man came and asked the Shaila to the Asifa, and no one knew, but Moshe knew. See, the very fascinating thing. It says in the Ramah, in Hilchos Shabbos, how do you cut your nails on Erev Shabbos, so wherever you cut them? So there's a Seder, how to cut nails. There's a Seder, you start with your left hand, and goes dav hago, dav hago. That's the left hand, and the right hand is a bedaigo. Two ways. Left hand first, dav hago, and then the right hand bedaigo. So a person came to ask a shayla. That he made a mistake in the seder of dav hago, dav hago. He made a mistake in the seder. He wants to know how to fix the mistake. Yeah, fix the mistake. Dav hago. I didn't know that. Moshe, no one knew. And Moshe told him exactly, do this. He fixed the mistake of Dav HaGor, but Dav HaGor makes the mistake. Told him, do this exactly. Fix the mistake. So it's a big godless. Moshe was a big godless, and the godless was based on Harbi on the Amuna. Amuna that the Baskol is right. I'm living with the Baskol all my life. Mela, this is a Dover Nerva. We have a Baskol. We didn't hear the Baskol. Moshe Feinstein says, if you believe in Hashem, you hear the Baskol. You hear it mamish. You look inside. He said, you hear the Baskol mamish. That means, sorry, I don't know what that means, but he says, you hear the Baskol mamish, and Mela, you live with the Baskol, and you have a big hatzlacha. It's Mela. This is the sword of life. The Amunah that you married the one with the Baskol is a very chashuv thing. And then you live with her be simcha atzuma, ba'aracha atzuma, matana atzuma, with the Ashkocha Hashem, we gave you this matona tzuma mila, and there'll be panasa, health, children, because you're living a pi basco. That's her one. That's a big issue, and it's very matim. See, every shir is matim. The main pratim that he doesn't have, she has. She doesn't have, he has. Because they're matim. They are strong with each other. So everything is, they're matim with each other. Like Rabbi Zal Meltzer was a big going at some. So he wrote the Avinozel. His handwriting wasn't clear. He couldn't. All the Gedolim didn't have handwriting not so clear. Or command all of them. So his writing was very not clear, and they couldn't read it. So that's it. They can't print it. So his wife barely had Birkasha Isha Bilahinda. So she had a very nice ksav. She wrote over the whole Avinozel, 10 drachim, all the drachim she wrote over, printed it, and helped him. So she printed it this sefer because she wrote over with him the whole sefer, all the drachim, something Mavil, Mela, and they printed it. So she was matched in his writing. She wrote for him. Yeah, so that's one big episode of Har Nisuin, the Matona Atzuma. And we have to be steig. We have to be steig in this. Not time stay with this. You know, there's a famous girl that also the Goyen says the famous episode of in Tezvav Achav Dalit. It says Ora Chaim Lamala Lamaskel. The man Tzur Mishal Mata. So the Goyen says the famous Tzur, Adam Nikra Holech, you're a Holech. You have to always move. The Dagger, the Dagger. Don't stay at the same point. So if you stay at the same point, you'll go down. You have to always go up. You can't stay in one place. In anything I say, in Limud Torah, in marriage, in davening, everything must go up. Everything has to go up. Hear that? Go up. Everything in life go up. Otherwise, Khalila, it'll go down. So it says, Orachaim lemalo lemaskil. A maskil knows he must go up. The social matter, they shouldn't go down. The other person has to go up. So we have to be steig in everything. Every end of life, or the marriage, steig. This is... Right. I heard once Rav Hutner speak about this. Rav Hutner was a big gadol, good gadol. So I once heard him in America once. I heard him here a lot in America once. So in America once, it was in the middle of the war of Yom Kippur, just war Yom Kippur. So I was in Brooklyn, big next. I was there. So I went to him. To hear him, he said very, very tief zachen, very nine more atzum. But here he said something simple. He said something simple. It was something not so high. He said that the Brain Torah make a mistake. Brain Torah think they're only limud haTorah is Gemara, learn Gemara sugyas, which is very choshev. But he says it's not that way. A bad Gemara is very choshev, but they have to be olin chumish tefillah. Halacha. Every Indian of the life has to be all the always, not just Gemara. If they learn only Gemara, they don't chumash or anything else. Then they're not balanced. They're not beseder. They're not. They have to be all in everything. Whatever they learn, chumash, halacha, tefillah, whatever they're osek in, has to be all the always the same as Gemara. That's what he said. Very 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 chashuv thing. That's me. And we'll say one more thing. So now there's a famous Ravid. There's a Ravid brought down by the tour. The tour brings the Ravid in the beginning of Ebenezer. Right. So the beginning of Ebenezer, the Ravid is in brought down in the Hatam of the tour. This Ravid, we have to learn the Sefer Ravid Bal Nefesh. We should learn the whole Bal Nefesh, the whole Ravid. But the Ravid, no, we're not learning that yet. So the Torah brings the Ravid Bal Nefesh in the Hakdama Torah Ebenezer. So the Hakdama Torah Ebenezer. So the Ravid, it's a Shaila on Bris Olam. Bris Olam, the Ravid asks, it's a Gemara, all the Chazal, that the Ebeshter made Adam and Chava together, and then separated them. But the Ebeshter made the Behema, Chai, Oof, everything separate. He made separate Zohar and Kevah separate Metchila. They weren't together Metchila. They're separate Metchila, but he made Adam and Chava together before he separated them. So what, and the going right now we have the going right. The going is there. Yeah, very good. And now we have the going here. The going also is what the rabbit says. The going Mishlei says, how could it be that the Hashem had Havamina and Maskana? Havamina and maybe together. Maskana separate them. What is this? This is the going is what the rabbit says in Mishlei test Pasuk Yud, and the Goyin says the one is a kasha. The Goyin says that other Ushvisha can't be together. Then there's no tachlis together. How can they have different tafkidim? How can they be together? The world won't operate that way. So he says Avada Hashem knows that Hashem to separate them. So why make the Rabbit's kasha? Why make them together? So the Goyin says, here, I read the Goyin. The Goyin says, Hashem wanted that Ish V'Isha should be Guf Echad Mamish. Guf Echad Mamish. Mila, if Hashem had made them separate, they wouldn't be Mamish. They'd be together, married together. But now Hashem made them Guf Echad Mamish, to make them Guf Echad Mamish. This is the Lashon HaGoyin, Metchila. And then he separated them. But without making them together, they wouldn't have this mila of guf echad mamish. Hear this? Guf echad mamish. Something madal. So Ish V'Isha is guf echad mamish. It's not that way. I would too guf him. Not that way. So chora, okay, we have to, but so chora, the beer is, we have to feel her and live with her. And she feel us and live with us. As if we're guf echad mamish, we're feeling her. The marriage is not the physical marriage; it's the regesh of marriage. The regesh of marriage of feeling her and living with her and like nothing but all with her. Everything she's doing, I'm doing with her. I'm feeling her, and she's feeling me. I'm living with him. I'm feeling her. She's feeling me. That's a chiddush. And Mela, but at least I'm living with her, I'm feeling her. That's guf echad mamish. Not one with two gufim. Not one mamish. What's the going guf echad mamish? What does the going mean? It means that the kirva of nefesh. Kirva of nefesh is so close. It's guf echad mamish. You have to feel her and live with her and know all what she's doing and feel her all her life, whatever she's doing. Feel her and live with her. And as if you're her mamish, daga atzuma. But this the Goyin says, guf echad mamish. Not it's not mamish physically, but it's as if mamish because the kirva, the regesh is so close. It's as if guf echad mamish. You have to be mad because we'll say beer next time. What? The Torah, the Ravid says the same terts. Ravid says the same terts as the Goyin Berach. The Ravid, maybe we'll bring the Ravid, and then that's what the Ravid. Hashem should help us. This has to have tefillah. Won't go without. We have to daven to Hashem. We're happy. Marriage has levels. Many levels of marriage, many levels. We have to have a high level of marriage, a high level of kirva, of dveikus. This is guf echad mamish. Has 1,000 dargis, 1,000, a million dargis. At least good for the Goyin's good for mamish. It's like a million dargis. See, Rabloba would say a story. Rabloba said stories only very little, but he said this one story. He said that the Goyin was learning with his Talmidim on Lil Shabbos, and the Goyin by mistake touched a klipa, a shell of a nut that was muksa. So Goyin fainted from pachad. They touched a shell the shogeg misasek, and will touch a shell, fainted from pachet. They touched a shell and looks on Shabbos. So they water, they ride him, again fainted, until his wife saw it was very common. So his wife ate the shell. She ate it to show him that that's why Rachila. That's what Rabbi Omer said. Why Rachila? So every gadol, every gadol has a good marriage. The key to the hatzlacha of life is the marriage. The key. That's the key to marriage, to hatzlacha of life. So maybe you have to work on a marriage, make it good, make it really, really stuck. Make it stuck. Make it really good. Make it kurva atzuma. Hashem will give us a big, big hatzlacha. And you guess what, may say something on the after the racha kamocha. That's one of that's the mitzvah of this week. I'm Rabbi Kiva. The klal kodesh b'Torah. This mitzvah is big klal in Torah. To love everyone like yourself is a big klal in Torah. So the Talmidim weren't noy covered zel azem. See, and they died now. They died in this kufa. Pesach ad shur. So why now? Why now? So the Rav Zaychet said, the same called the Bris HaLevi. So I once bought it now. I lost it. Bris HaLevi, written by Rav Shlomo Alkavitz, the Chavruta Chadodi, says, because now we're Muchan the Kabbal Torah. Now we're being making ourselves the Kabbal Torah. So for instance, now is the Me'achona, so it's very, very strong. We have to be strong. The Mechabit, you have to Mechabit Zeh, Mechabit Zeh, and Mechabit. So Rav Gifta once spoke in Mir a few times. But once Rav Gifta spoke in Mir, very speaker of something marvel. So Rav Gifta said, what's right, no cover Zeh was there. They weren't noy covered in the Torah of Vienna, the Torah. They were mechaber each other. But everyone's Torah, not the mechaber, because you have a big Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva is the Rebbe, so Nika is the Rebbe. So, but no, that Vara, Rebbe is the Rebbe, it's very choshed, but you have to mechaber everyone's Torah. Like the one says in Marcus, Habi Lamarati, Marati, Boysa. Mechaber Yosef Mihim. Mechaber Yosef, Rebbe says, Talmira Yosef Mikulam, Mela. You have to learn from every chavner what he says, his far as kashrus, tewitz, and everything. Hear very, very well. The Holy Rebbe, Rav Nachum, heard everyone very, very well. Very well. Every Talmud spoke to him, heard very well. We'll say of him, when Maisa, the Rav Nachum, the Holy Rebbe, Rav Nachum, this is a big Rosh Shiva named Rav Leza Silva, Shlita, the big Rosh Shiva, by the God, learned here. He's before me. So he said a story. Said a story. The Silva said they came to Mir in Elul, Abacha from Mir, he from America, came to Mir. They were learning Naira Marasa, Elul, Perkasiri, Adorim. So they're learning, and Rabbi Yezer was learning by Rabbi Finkel, before Nochem, Rabbi. So Yezer, Shlita said, asked Rabbi a big kasha and some sugya. We have to ask him what the kasha was. Rabbi Meir Wurzog is a son of me, yes, Rabbi Meir, what the kasha was. So Rabbi, I said, talk a big kasha, and Rabbi asked Rabbi Nochem the kasha of Rabbi Leza Silva Shlita, b'shem Omro. Rabbi Nochem said, very good kasha, Nochem agrees with kasha, and fine, they went on. Then there's a marriage, Baruch Hashem married. And he's learning 5 years later by Nochem Naram Rasa El. So Nochem tells him, it's Leza. We used to kasha 5 years ago. He forgot that already. Yeah, 5 years ago. He remembers kasha 5 years ago. And Nochem said, we used to kasha 5 years. This is the kasha. We used to very kasha. It's very, very shver. And we have to be mine. But amazing, remember the kasha of a bacha, young bacha came to Mir, not by his shver, by Bar Ashir, and Bishmo, yeah, Mordi. So he was talking to big gedula. Hashem should help us to be mechaber everyone's Torah. Not go to Elazer. We should have a big hatzlacha.
Can I speak for a few minutes? So your brother, Baltimore.
Pause, I click record.
I don't know.